Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, if Chicago is playing, by God, that's Steve Molesky's walk-up music.
Is it?
Yeah, he loves himself some Chicago.
Even this album?
Steve was actually in a 47-piece band, too. So, Steve Molesky joins us here, talk a little Orioles. Steve, real quick, before we get into anything, tell everybody about your Substack.
Yeah, thanks, Jeremy. That's where I am writing this year. SteveOnBaseball.substack.com. And come on over. We got a multimedia space, daily stories. I do the game blog there at night, or in the case of today, and some videos and a podcast, which this week my guest will be the great Jacob Calvin Meyer. So we got a lot going on over there at Substack.
Cool. Are you a Chicago fan?
Big time. Yeah, way back, man. I saw those guys at Pier 6 a couple years ago. Wow. And I mean, pushing 70 years old, they still got it. But I'll say this, the best concert ever was at Sphere in Las Vegas last December. I saw the Eagles.
I got to get a bucket list for me, man.
Yep.
Oh, man, the venue, the Sphere is unbelievable. And I had no idea Vince Gill was that good with the Eagles, but holy heck, it was something.
By the way, I'm going to be in my spaceship flying to the Sphere when I go, so it's I can't wait to see that.
Well, the globe in Queens for the old World Fair there. Yeah, that Sphere.
That place is epic, man, but if you're afraid of heights, the higher up you go, it is steep.
Wow. I'll just say quickly, my 10th birthday gift I begged my parents for was the 4-record Chicago White album.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, Peter Cetera had the voice of an angel, so what are you going to do? That's my favorite Chicago.
Anyway.
We're still mad at him for leaving the band.
Yeah. Yes. Steve, I almost don't know where to begin with this. It's such a dumpster fire. What do you think about just bringing up – you follow the minors more closely than anybody that we know. Who would you like to see up here just to see what they can do? And would you like to see them just, bring them up and make them everyday players just to see what they can do? Because I don't – if they play 500 ball this season, it'll be 72 wins. I mean, I don't see them going anywhere. So who would you like to see here?
Well, the one thing that the collapse of this season has done is maybe open some things up for this to be a different year. Everything from how they react at the trade deadline, where maybe they're sellers, to – maybe it's a second half rebuilding type year as they try to gear back up to contend again, hopefully in 2026. And maybe that opens it for Mayo or Basayo or Dylan Beavers is an outfielder having a really good year right now at AAA. And I've always liked Dylan Beavers. He's a top 10 prospect. He doesn't get talked much about, but he's a solid offensive and defensive player. He's a pretty good combination of a good hit tool and some pop. Got a little speed. I mean, he can bring some stuff in the outfield. So sometimes they don't bring these guys up, because they don't have to be protected yet until that December. But I think the Orioles might be in a different mode this year now.
So, Steve, not to put you on the spot with Mike Elias, I know a lot of the reporters were upset that he did the interview on the road, didn't speak up right away. How do you feel about the state of the team? I mean, is this a season where we may see – the house just get clean totally from a front office standpoint?
I mean, we don't know how the ownership group is thinking. You know, the reporters and the fans haven't heard from Mr. Rubenstein during this process either. So I do think, and I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but I mean, you know, you cannot dismiss your manager and not have the general manager make some comments that day. That was surprising, very surprising. I mean, you had like 10 players talk and, you know, Mike did not. And I don't know why there wasn't like a 10 or 15 minute just go in the interview room, give a couple comments or something. And so he did yesterday. And I mean, it was interesting to hear what he said. And he did say we have to look at everything we're doing in the entire organization. And I think that's prudent now. You know, on field, off field, you know, player development, you know, they just got to, you know, some things have to be cleaned up.
Steve, since you did follow the, you know, the minor league system so closely, how, I feel like Elias is taking, obviously it's all his responsibility as the GM, but have you seen other, I mean, blue chip minor leaguers who come up and perform and then all of a sudden just don't? I mean, I'm pointing at Adley right now, mostly, I guess, where, you know, he comes up, he's the face of the team, their fortunes turn around the day he gets brought up from the minors, and now he's, you know, he's hovering around the Mendoza line, he's just not having a very good year and started last year. Have you seen anything like this before?
It seemed that Adley had turned the corner, right? It's 800 OPS. He's an all-star. He's getting MVP votes. So I'm not used to seeing a guy go from 800 OPS to six something.
Yeah.
You know, you have that happen over weeks and maybe even a month or two, but now we're almost a calendar year into this with Adley and his struggles. And so has to be part physical, part mental. You know, I still see an uppercut swing. I still see him not attacking early in the count, taking the first pitch right down the middle.
All sometimes. The time, yeah.
It's like at some point you have to make adjustments. And Adley, I don't know what's going on. He doesn't seem to make them, and it doesn't seem to have any repercussions because he still bats second or third the next night with a 2.05 average. So, I mean, at some point you have to say he's not doing it for us and he's going to have to bat seventh until he does. And right now the Orioles don't seem to want to do that.
Steve Molesky joining us here on the Big Bad Morning Show. One last thing, Steve, before we let you run, just looking at this rotation, because if we get to the point where they're going to be trading pieces, you'd have to think that Sagano and Eflin are probably at the top of the list to go along with a few others. What's the rotation look like next year? Because it seems like they're going to have to basically go right back out in free agency and try to do this again, right?
Well, there's a long list of decent free options next year. I mean, pretty good pitchers. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if there's a Corbin Burns, but there's a long list of, like, you know, like just cut below that. Which
Dylan
means
Cease and a handful of guys like that.
Yeah. I think Lugo might be on that list. And, you know, there's some good names, and it's deep. And so the question for me becomes, why not go to Eflin and Sagano and see if you can keep them while you already have something good, knowing you're going to have to add to it, whether that's a trade, you know, it might be this deadline. Maybe there's something before this season's out where they add a pitcher to help this year and beyond, someone with team control. So that's on the docket, man. It's time for the Orioles to invest money in pitching.
Hey, Steve, give the Substack out one more time where they can find you, Steve on Baseball.
Yes, steveonbaseball.substack.com. Come on over.
Always a pleasure, man. Appreciate the insight, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you real soon.
Hope so. Thanks, guys.
Good seeing you yesterday, man.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.